Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third, the second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ralph Terry. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle is hit by the pitch. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Williams reaches second base with a double. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison bunts towards the mound. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Callison moves to third. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison scores. Phillips scores. Pierce moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. Two outs. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pierce bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. Terry catches it and throws to second to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bella pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 3 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.